안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello, everyone. Welcome to N's Hive. Yay! It's been a while. It's been long since I have been doing any podcast or upload any podcast EP. And I'm finally back in 2024. And right now it's 1 a.m. 1:41 a.m. 17 January. I have no idea why I'm doing this, but basically I might put this into a 2-day, I'll split this into a 2 days task to upload this EP properly. But yeah. But for today's topic is kind of important because I have went through this. This is my first time experiencing this. Normally, I've saw a few of my friends, they post their experience about this, and it's my time to share my experience about this. This type of situation, which is, I hope everyone to beware on the streets. It's not only to beware of the streets, but yeah, you have to watch out. If someone random people just came up to you randomly, and then yeah, you have to say no. So yeah, let's start today's EP, I guess. I'll go into detail, so yeah, let's go. Okay, so basically, to start off, I was actually at a mall. I was actually at a mall shopping for new clothing, basically looking around, window shopping to find new clothing, new outfits, something to buy, or anything that attracts my attention. Then if I find it, I should buy it, then I will buy it. I'm not like those, I will buy anything. No, if I find something cute, then I'll buy. Because it's close to Chinese New Year. And yeah, I have to wear a few new outfits during Chinese New Year. Right, so obviously I'll go shop for a few outfits in store in the mall. So basically I bought a few scrunchies. I'm obsessed with scrunchies lately. If I'm not mistaken, I've started liking scrunchies since 2022, and it's been one of my obsessions of using scrunchies or hair clips, which I'm very into. Hence, I bought a few, and then while I was on the way, I was at a bookshop because my parents were at the bookshop. So I went from the store where I bought my scrunchies and I walked all the way to the bookstore by myself. Okay, so when I reached the bookstore, I went to call my parents on the phone, checking on them whether they're still in the store, the bookstore. And they say they were. So I went inside and I saw them. So I kind of hang up the phone. Then after that, my parents say they need to pay because they bought a lanyard Then after that, I got approached by a guy. He was wearing a yellow t-shirt. And this whole thing happened on a Sunday. Which was on 14th of January, a Sunday. So basically, I got approached by this guy wearing a yellow t-shirt. He was wearing a mask. He had a handful of brochures, maybe. It looks like brochures, it looks like books, it looks like something. It looks like brochures to me, like magazines, something like that. I'm not sure. So this guy approached me and asked me. He actually called me Miss, and it was in Mandarin. So he called me Miss. Can I get your attention? Like something like that in Mandarin. It's like, hello, miss. 你方便吗? Are you available? And I'm like, because the kind me, I would be like, or maybe he might want to ask me about books or he's like trying to find something. I don't know. I was Delulu, I think. So basically, it was in the bookstore. Or he must have mistaken me as a the worker or employee of the bookstore, but I wasn't wearing like the employee, so I have no idea how Delulu he is or how Delulu I was to respond to him. Then I was like, Yo ah. I was like, yes, I am. I am free right now. It's like, then he said, he was like, we were talking in the middle of the aisle, something like that, where there's like many people walking by. Then he asked me to then we move because he insisted to move to a section with books shelves in between, but still there were people that would walk past the bookshelf. It was not that far, people can see. So he was like, 我其实不是本地人. So he said he wasn't local, and he asked me, 你是本地人吗? Are you local? A local in the city? He said he wasn't a local pers local citizen here. He's like a foreigner. He say he's like not a foreigner. Maybe he's not Sarawakian or whatever. So I said, like, yeah, 我是本地人. Then he's like, oh, 你方便吗？我拿你的电话号码. He asked for my telephone, like my phone number, asking, are you available? If and if you don't mind, can I take your phone number? Like, 就是, like what he said was, 你方便吗？我向你讨你的电话号码，你在意吗？我说, 为什么? It's like, because 因为我是不是本地人，然后。因为我不是本地人，然后我对这边不熟，所以我有可能会要你跟我打电话，或者你发信息给我，跟我说，哪里哪里可以去，或者是哪里哪里可以走，介绍我地方去啊，还是你可以带我去哪里玩啊，带我去看看一下什么的，basically 就是当地导游，what we call it is 当导游。Like a not traveler, but like a person that, 导游. Let me check. Let me Google search. I can't think because it's late night. Okay, it's 1:51 right now. 导游. Let me Google search. Tourist, yeah. He asked me to become a tourist guide for him because he said he wasn't a local in Sarawak. So he would want to ask me through text or ask me to bring him around, look around the whole city, something like that. Then I was like suspicious because this reminded me of something. That happened before to my friends or to my friend's friends that I know on university. Yeah, because something happened basically. So and yeah, so when I heard that he wants my telephone number, which is my phone number, I immediately say 我没有空，我是工作，我没有空，我现在在工作，我没有空。然后，对不起，So I apologize and said I actually first say I said that I'm not available, I'm busy. I said I'm busy and I'm a office worker. I said I was busy and I'm an office worker, so I have no time to bring you. And then I even apologized after that, after saying those. Then he's like, oh, 那没事没事. He said, oh, 你没有空是吗？哦，那没事，没事没事。I said, 没事谢谢谢谢sorry sorry then I just walk away. Then after that, okay, so after that, I went to my parents. They were still at the counter, basically. They were queuing up. Then I went to tell them about this. When I was telling my parents about this, I looked back. He went to approach another girl. She went to approach another girl that is also very pretty. In for me, I think she's pretty. She wears like very stylish, like very trending, something like that. And he went to approach her, and I suspect it's the same thing. And the girl that she approached that he approached also rejected him. Yep. Then after that, he still walk around the whole store and went out the store. Like he was scouting people, like investigating the next target. And what I realized is he mostly targets younger girls, like my age or those who are who dress very fashion, I guess, or like pretty girls, not me. I'm not pretty, I guess. 'Cause those who are like aunties or those who are to say aunties or those who I don't know what his type is. Those who are like, from what I know, when I see aunties walking in the store when he's going out the store, he did not approach them. Yes, he only approached like the girl that I mentioned, me, and I don't know whether previously he did approach any girl or not. Basically, I'm not pretty. I'm not saying that I'm pretty. No, I'm just saying that maybe he thinks I look pretty. Oh my god, this self-confidence. Oh my. But still though, really, it's so weird. Like even right now, it's been how many days? It's been 3 days and it's still fresh in my memory because this is one of the experiences that I've never experienced before. I only see people experiencing it, not me. 저는 절대 no way. 생각해 못해. No, I can't even think about it. So this is why I think it's a crazy experience, and I would like to share it with you guys at this late night, and it's 4 minutes to 2 a.m. Yes, I do not know why I'm doing this, but I feel like it could be a late night talk with you guys. Yes, to my ends hive. Ends. To my ends. I can't believe I'm calling you guys ends. But yeah, really, on serious note though, please do not give your handphone or phone number to anyone randomly, because it's like, yeah, you don't know what will happen. People might call to harass you. I don't know. Nowadays, anything could happen. So, when I basically I did mention that about a friend of mine, a friend of a friend of mine, did have the similar situation, but it was somewhat d different from mine because this, okay, I will call this guy actually follow her from the cafeteria, which is in our uni, from the cafeteria to the library. And apparently, from what I've known and from what I've remember from reading the social media post story that my friend's friend posted, was basically this guy say he was a new student and he do not speak English at all. He do not speak Malay, Bahasa Melayu, which is Malay at all. He only speak Chinese Mandarin. We speak Mandarin only. So She said, could I get, he was, if from what I remember, he asked, my friend's friend about, can you show me the whole school? Can you bring me around? Can you, then, another one is, can you give me your phone number so that I can contact you when I have any problems or inquiries about the school or academics, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. From what I know, that guy actually asked for my friend's contact number. And because being kind, being helpful, she gave her phone number. Yes, then after that, I don't know what really happened, but I can't really remember what happened, but after that, I don't know whether she said she can bring her walk around the whole school. I think she rejected. And then my guy, not my guy, but that guy, the guy legitimately follow her from the cafeteria to the library. Yes. And when she sat down, the guy's still staring at her. And still, apparently, still following her. And then, if I'm not mistaken, my friend help my friend's friend. My friend help her friend, to call the library staff. And then after that, library staff communicate with the guy, had conversations. Then after that, a few minutes, hours later. If I'm not mistaken, it was a few hours later, he was sent out by the security guy. And yeah, previously, if I'm not mistaken, not before my friend or after my friend, he did have another target. So yeah, basically, they also did warn not to give contact numbers to anyone that you don't know. So hence, I did learn from the experience that I've saw from the Insta story that they posted on social media. And yeah, that time it was like kind of a new thing to me too, like a new experience. So I did learn a few things and I use it when it's my turn, and I did use it. So hence, I tell you guys, I would like to share this story and tell you guys about it. And really, please do not give your contact number. You wouldn't know what they would be doing with your contact number. They might use your contact number to do something else. Maybe they can log into other accounts using your contact number if you have any accounts connected to your account number or something like that. Or maybe they can call you every single day and then, yeah, spam call you. I don't know. But yeah, you must be alert to these type of things and beware of sharing your personal information. Contact number is your personal information. You should only share your contact number to someone you trust, someone you know, not to someone you don't know, or someone random who randomly just ask for your phone number or your contact number. Please do not give. That is my advice only. If it's someone in your co-worker, your co-employee, you have to be rational in your decisions. You must think before you act. That's what I mostly do. Basically, you must think before you do anything. That's what I mostly do nowadays after learning through mistakes. So yeah. And not only that, from a video that I watched from Stephanie Su, Miss Mango Bird, today I watched her new video, which was uploaded like since it's Wednesday, so it's 3 days ago, about this video where this video was about they did mention basically that there's many people who save their contact number, or like their families or someone close to them. Their contact number won't be the direct name, direct contact number about, for example, your father, for example, my father. For example, you name your contact number for your dad is just dad or papa or whatever you name your father, like based on what how you address him, like father, dad, papa, or something like that. From what I've known and learned or listened is that nowadays, not a lot of people are going to save their contact number the same way how they address that person. So instead of dad, father, papa, you will name something like Papa Bear or like Bear, your father's name, blah blah blah. Like for example, Bear Alex or like Boss. If you call your parents boss sometimes, maybe boss, then yeah, people, if anyone hack into your phone number, hack to your phone contacts or accidentally you drop your phone somewhere, or like I don't know, they can access to your contact list and they see, oh, this is the father, this is the mother, this is the grandmother. If directly you save your contact like that, then they will know. Then they maybe will call and spam. It's either call spam or like say actually your son owe me how many dollars. Maybe they will scam you guys, scam your family, hurt your family. Maybe 威胁到你的家人, 就 maybe they will like ask money from your family, something like that. Or like it basically play tricks, scamming your family or something like that. So from what I know, it says it's a trend nowadays. I don't know. For me, I didn't know, but I'll try to save my contact number else name other than the original one, because that's how I save originally. So I might change it a few days from now. I won't tell you what I'm gonna save, obviously. Ain't no way I'm gonna share that to you guys. But this is from what I learned lah, so I would like to share it with you guys so that you guys can learn something and maybe can spread it to your friends or family close who is close to you. So yeah, you learn something new, I learn something new, we Sam. So yeah, that's possibly it, I guess, towards this story. So that I think that's what I can say. Not to give your contact number or share your personal information, you must beware. Try to always say no. I know it's not easy for us to say no. Sometimes I'm a hard to say no person, but when it comes to certain situation, I would have to say no. 당연하지. Sometimes in some situation, it's not really, if it's not really benefitable to you, or it doesn't benefit you, you must say no. Yeah, like this shit. In Chinese, I would say, 如果没有利益的话，就一定要讲 no, 说不。如果有利益，那你要先考虑. You, if there's beneficial, you if you get benefit, any if you get any benefit from it, you must think. What is the benefit? Is it a risk or is it not a risk? That's how you must think every time. It's important to make decisions. It's important to think before making any decisions. Sometimes thinking a lot is not that good, but when it comes to decision making, when it comes to decision making, thinking more actually doesn't bring you any wrong, I guess. That's how I think, actually. That's how I think. I don't know about other people. This is just my opinion. I don't want to get censored or canceled. Okay, this is my opinion. That's how I do things. I mostly think the worst to the worst that could happen. Sometimes I will think about plan B or maybe plan C or something might happen if we choose plan A, plan B, plan C. Is there any risk when we are doing this decision? That's how I do mostly. Yeah. I sound like an INFJ suddenly, which is true. My MBTI is INFJ. If you guys don't know, I actually switched from INFP to INFJ. So yeah, I don't know, man. That's how I plan out things and make decisions. Sometimes I will even make lists on the decisions that I have to make, and then I will check. Make or like write out this outcome, possible outcome, what will happen, something like that. That's how I do. I don't know. So it may be just be me. I may be the weird one. So yeah, basically, do not give. Just say no. If you really cannot say no, think what will happen if you don't say no. Think what will happen if you say yes. That's it. Yeah. So a little life update to you guys. I'm currently on a sem break and I am planning to post another EP. I haven't recorded it yet, but I might record it soon. This EP might be a should be about not my but should be about my working experience in a volunteering working experience in WWF World Wildlife Fund, which was in last which it was which happened in January, July 2023. So I actually wanted to record this long time ago, but due to procrastination and procrastinating, I did not make my promise to myself. So I would record it soon. Maybe I'll record it within this week or maybe next week, or as long as it's before my semester ends. So yeah, that's all that I can promise. And then I am planning to have another episode, but I'm not sure whether this episode will be a success for me to record. I don't know. But I am planning to have a EP about it's either about a certain topic or it's either about financial goals. That certain topic, it's about that girl being that girl, or maybe self-esteem beauty thing EP, I guess, or self-love EP. It might be a mix up together. I don't know. It might can be combined for self-love, beauty, and self-esteem, whatever. Those can be one topic and another topic for that girl, or like I don't know, I can't remember the thing that I wrote. Let me check. Tangkamanyo. Oh, could be that lucky girl syndrome topic. Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I cannot promise. But the only thing that I can promise is the WWF volunteering experience EP. I can promise that I will record and publish this EP. Like, seriously, no doubt. So yeah, and also on a side note, last year during December 20th, 2023, I got COVID. And that's the only update that I can say. Yeah, I got COVID. My symptoms were light symptoms, I guess. I only had fever and chill, like coldness, like shivering coldness. That's it. Yeah, and in the mid, no. And then after that, second, third day, I got inflammation, throat inflammation, and uvula inflammation. Uvula inflammation. And yeah, basically then after that I am cured. Like no, I recovered on the 8th day based on the self-test kit. Yep. And yeah, I don't really see, I don't have sore throat, thank God, thank goodness. So yeah, that's the only life update that I can give you guys because I've not been doing much lately during my sem break. So yeah. And now let me move on to magic wishes. It's been a while. Let's go. Now for magic wishes. Okay, for those who don't know what magic wishes is, this is a segment where I get to manifest anything, the impossible to the possible, no lah, actually to the impossible to the impossible, yeah, or anything that's extravagant or exaggerated. I will exaggerate things to the fullest. Sometimes it may be real goals. Sometimes it can be goals that I can't achieve. Yeah, it's more like a manifestation, but I manifest a few things. So yeah, this segment always have three magic wishes. And yeah, let's start with the first magic wish. The first magic wish is I wish everyone to be happy, healthy, and safe from the pandemic. Actually, no need to be from the pandemic, just be safe in, I don't know, everywhere you go. Because this topic is about on the streets, so I hope everyone to be safe no matter where you go. Happy is always to be happy. Don't be sad, don't be depressed, don't think about those sad things. It's okay to be sad, but it's just temporary, okay? You can be sad today, but you cannot be sad the next day or the day after. It's only a one-time thing. You can be sad, you can cry, you can let it out. After that, you must continue going. Past, let it be the past. If you are sad today, the next day is a new day. Sometimes it's not easy to forget what happened yesterday, but it's a new day today. It's a new day today. So basically, you have to put all your focus to a new day. What happened yesterday goes to the past. You can't keep looking to the past and forget about your future or your new the next day. So I wish everyone to be happy, especially healthy. Happy and healthy. Safe is also very important, but mental health and physical health is always very important too. Safety is also important. So these three main things are the ones that I think would be the motto for entire, like legit. I wish everyone, not only my friends, not only my family and my listeners, I also wish all my listeners to be happy and healthy and safe, no matter where you are. For health, please do watch out your health. It's not a lot of people, they are health, I mean, not to say that they are healthy. They may look healthy in the outside, but sometimes not in the inside. But please do maybe sometimes do some health checkups. There's like a minimum how many times a year or how many a few years, how many how long a few years, maybe 2 years once, 5 years, not 5 years, 3 years once, I guess, I don't know. A few years apart, one time, something like that. Yeah. Please prioritize your health, happiness, mental health, and also your safety. Yeah, that's what I wish. The first wish. Second wish is second wish. Okay, since my exam results are gonna be out 22nd of June. No, 22nd of January 2024, which is next Monday. I wish that my results are flying colors. Pass with flying colors. No matter what. Especially my financial statistics, please. I beg you to pass with flying colors. The rest will be pretty too. Must be pretty too. And for the rest, for my listeners, my friends, or whatever, if you're having like interview or whatever, any results coming soon, I also wish that your results, your exam results, whatever is good, you're doing well. If you're not doing well, if the results is bad, you think it's bad or something, you have tried your best. Yes. You have tried your best, you have done your very best, and if it doesn't go out your way, you have put your effort. That's all you have to know. The only thing you have to know is you have already done your best. You have already done what you have can, what you already can. Like, you have done enough that you already put your effort in. So it's okay if it's not good. Or it doesn't meet your expectation, it's okay. As long you put your effort, you did put your effort, it's enough. Yes. Gambatteo. Fighting. Jiayou. Good luck. That's all I can say. Don't think too much. All right? I also have to say that to myself. Because I just want to pass. That's you need flying colors. The rest, I think, should be able to get a good mark, I guess, above credit. I don't know. Maybe it's credit. Yeah, as long pass, I'm okay. No fail. That's it. That's for me. Okay? That's for me. Okay? Now, majimang wish for the last magic wish. 마지막은 매지 wish는 what should I wish for, man? What should I manifest? What should I manifest? 어떡해요? I can't think of one. 아, 어떡해. How 마지막은 매지 wish는 저는 I cannot think of it. I wish that everyone's day will be better than yesterday or the next will be better than will be getting better. Yeah. Your day, I wish that everyone's day, including myself, the listeners, and everyone to be to have a greater day by day. Yes. Maybe 2023 was not a good year for you. And who knows? 2024 might be a good year to you, I guess, since it's a new year. And yeah. If you had a bad year during 2023, 괜찮아. It's okay. 2024 will be better. Maybe I can't confirm, but I hope it will be a good year to you. It will be a good year to me and everyone. 여러분들, don't have to think so much. You, everyone, don't have to think so much. Just live the present and don't live in the past. Just think about the present. Don't think about the future. Don't think about the past. Just focus on your present. That's all that I can say. You wouldn't know what will happen in the future. You have to forget what happened in the past. to able to move on and work for the present. So whatever happens in 2023, whatever happens in year 2023 stays in year 23, year 2023. There's no way you'll be bringing it to 2024, right? No way. So yeah, that's it for magic wishes. 지금 let's go to outro. So for this outro, to end this EP, it will be the first EP for year 2024, the first EP, and for my Spotify podcaster rap for year 2024, 2023, I am very happy that though it could be small numbers, but it's big numbers to me. Very, very, very happy. Very, very appreciate. I'm very grateful that you guys still listen to my podcast. I don't really upload a lot because it's either procrastination or I don't have idea or I have nothing to record. My life is very boring, I think. But yeah, I do try to make my life more interesting. So yeah. I'm very grateful that I have listeners, a lot of listeners. For me, it's a lot. Though it could be a small number towards some people, but it's a big number to me. And I really appreciate it, and I'm very thankful, and thank you for listening to my nagging. Sometimes it may be ranting in my podcast. I really appreciate you guys. So yeah, 당연하지. 너무 감사합니다. 너무 감사해요. 진짜. From the bottom of my heart, I'm really thankful. I really, really, really am happy that I am able to make this far. And I will continue to produce more EPs for you guys, especially because though I don't have any comments, I really do wish that I am able to receive comments or any feedback. But it's 괜찮아요, 진짜. It's honestly, it's okay. But I just don't mind just continue recording and I see the ratings go up or something like that. So yeah, 진짜 너무 감사합니다. 진짜 너무, I don't know, just very thankful. 너무 감사해요, 진짜. 네. 뭐, well, I'll see you in my next EP, I guess. Next EP. Thank you and bye bye. Peace out.